This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the 99 Names. I'm your host, Bilal Khan, and I'm here with Ammar al-Shukri.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Am I recording?
I hope so.
Yes, I am recording. Yes! Hello. So today's episode is going to be a follow-up. If you have been following along, if this is not your first episode, welcome. Do go back to the other episodes and watch it from the beginning. This is a follow-up because last episode we were doing.
Bilal, how did you make it so that in the middle camera you're taller than me? What did you do?
I stood up straight. So what I can do is I can go like this.
Oh, so that's your trick? You stand up straight to look taller than people?
Yeah, I do. I see. Stand up straight, but, you know, I could...
I see. This is smoke and mirrors.
You want me to get you a platform to stand
Hollywood.
On?
No, it's okay. I'm fine with the earth.
You know, because I can arrange that, you know.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, I tried doing that before, but, you know, I just kind of got a little tired.
I mean, you didn't try with me, obviously.
Well, I did a few videos. I was off on that other camera.
I wouldn't request something that silly. It's okay.
All right. So anyway, we were talking about Al-Haqq, right?
Yes.
In the previous episode, if you haven't seen that, go ahead and watch that now and then come back to this one. And in the end, he's talking about something about Birr, right? And I'm like Al-Barr and you're like Bar-Birr. And then you're like, you're jumping the gun.
Yes.
And so...
So, birr is kindness and ihsan.
So, it's not righteousness.
No. It's not righteousness. Birr is kindness, goodness. I mean, it could be righteousness, but it's goodness, ihsan, okay. Benevolence, excellence in everything.
Ooh, I like that word, benevolence. What does that mean?
Benevolence is... what's it called? When you're... charitable and you're giving.
Hold on. This is gonna be fun. Okay, Google. Define for me benevolence. So, definition of benevolence is marked by or disposed to doing good. Benevolent donor. Generous, I suppose. Organized for the purpose of doing good. Marked by or suggestive of goodwill. So
that's ihsan.
Okay. So a giver, to give of oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? It makes sense because if you look at Ayatul Birr, almost all of it is talking about giving.
So before we jump to Ayatul Birr,
yes.
Because some people may not know what Ayatul Birr is.
Ayatul Birr is an ayah, just like, you know, I have Ayatul Kursi, which is a talk about Allah's throne. Ayatul Birr is a verse in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 177. And if you open it up to there, it is a great verse because that is a verse that was revealed within a context where people started questioning the Muslims when they were ordered to change direction of the Qibla from Jerusalem, because that's where the prophetic legacy and the direction of prayer has been for the longest time, until Rasulullah was ordered to change the direction to Mecca. And so they did that, and the people were asking questions as to, well, did the work and the good deeds and all that stuff and the prayer stuff you did before, either that was wrong before, it's right now, or what you're doing now is wrong and it's not right anymore, or something's wrong and I'm confused or whatever. And so they said, well, when it comes to righteousness and prayer, ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم. Righteousness, or rather kindness, ihsan, goodness, and benevolence. Birr isn't that you turn your head from the direction.
It's not. That's not the point, right? To change your head towards the east or the west or anything like that. But it is, and then the verse mentions من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر
وملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآت المال وعلى حب
ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين.
So you believe in all of these things. You believe in Allah. You believe in the angels. You believe in the books. You believe in the prophets. And you give of the wealth that you love to the wil qurba, your extended family, wal yatama, the yatim, the orphans, wa masakin, the poor and needy, wa ibn as-sabil, the beggar,
the wayfarer, the traveler,
wa sa'ilin, which is the beggar, wa fir riqab, those whose necks are tied and imprisoned.
That's slavery.
Yeah, the slaves. Wa aqamu salah, and then after the giving of all of that, they establish their prayer, and then wa at the zakah, they pay their zakah, وَمُوفُونَ بِأَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا أَحَدُوا. The covenants that they make, they fulfill them. So the mm-hmm. people of their word. وَالصَّابِرِينَ, and they are of the patient. فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ, when harm is caused upon them. وَالضَّرَّاءِ, and they find themselves in a calamity of some sort of disaster. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ, and through whatever other hardships and stress and harms they have to go through. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا, and those are the people who are truthful.
لَكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا.
Well, and وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, those are the people who are God conscious. And what's interesting is this verse is also a great description for the response verse of Surah Al-Fatiha. So if you look at Surah Al-Fatiha, you're asking for guidance, right? And Allah follows that up with saying, well, you want guidance. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It's a guidance for those who have taqwa, who are God conscious. The question is, who are the people of taqwa? Look at Ayatul Birr. It describes exactly who are al-muttaqoon. And so I've been waiting for a long time to finally share all that.
We were going over the names and he's like, let's do al-birr. Let's do al-birr before we close out. Like, okay, we'll do al-birr. Alhamdulillah, very beautiful. So al-birr, the name al-birr, as Bilal spoke about, the concept of birr exists. It is mentioned a lot of times in the Quran. However, Allah's name is not al-birr.
Okay.
Allah's name is al-barr.
Al-barr. Okay.
And literally what that means is that Allah is the doer of birr. But you don't say he is al-birr. You say that he is al-barr. And so al-barr is used for Allah. And birr is used for the action. And so Allah is al-barr, the one who does birr. What is birr? Birr is everything that we just talked about.
So it's like you drive, but you are not drive. You are a driver.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind
of
like that.
Okay. I mean, sure. But the idea here is there are a lot of names. Why this is the case, I don't know. But the Allah is al-barr.
He's the doer of it. He's not that, but he can do that. Like Shadidul Iqab.
But for example, in the other names, you don't change the way that the name is actually, or the name that is pronounced.
Okay.
Allah is Ar-Rahman. Allah, not Ar-Rahman, but Allah is Al-Haq, for example.
Is
and
what?
He loves Al-Haq. We Al-Haq. Just talked about Al-Haq. Yeah. And he loves Haq.
Okay.
But why it is that Allah goes from it being Birr to Al-Barr, I don't know. But that's the reality of it.
Okay.
Then we come to what is the benevolence that Allah Azza wa Jalla showcases, and that's beyond the description of any particular
now,
video.
If you think about it, like if you now the definition of benevolence has to do with goodwill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing good is just the idea that you try, like Allah has given us so much, right? This goes back to His Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
These are one of those really comprehensive names,
yeah,
that just are manifested in other names as well.
Okay.
Right? It's all of Allah's goodness and all of Allah's grace and all of Allah's bounty and all of Allah's generosity. All of that goes back to this concept of
it
Him being
Al-Barr. It goes back to
Al-Barr.
Your Jannah poem. I thought you were going to start reciting that all of a sudden.
And you know what's beautiful about that? And that's an amazing connection that you just made, because the people of Jannah, you know, the name Al-Barr shows up in the Quran,
yeah,
as stated by the people of Jannah.
Okay.
They are the ones who say, "Inna kunna min qabl nad'uhu innahu huwa al-barru al-rahim."
Yeah.
The people of Jannah, they will say that we used to call upon Allah in the dunya, after they talk about how Allah saved them.
Yeah.
You know, we were before in our family, we were very mushfiqeen, we were very worried, we were very stressed out being in the dunya trying to get to Jannah.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, our Lord saved us from the punishment of the hellfire. We used to call upon Him in the dunya saying that He is Al-Barrul Rahim.
Al-Barrul Rahim. Wow. Okay.
And so the people of paradise are saying that in the dunya we used to call upon Allah Azza wa Jalla by Al-Barrul Rahim. And the scholars, they said the reason why they invoke that name in this particular poem, place in paradise, is because of all of the bounties that they are experiencing while they are in paradise.
Well, how does the line go? Of all of His bounties and all of His grace and
all of the sights and the smells and the tastes will be forgotten without a trace as a frozen in time and space when you see His face. And so the people of paradise will experience the greatest ihsan and the greatest benevolence and the greatest reward. And of the reward of Allah is that people will, you know, for finite periods of time, finite service, they will be rewarded with eternal bliss and eternal happiness in paradise. Now, from the action items or the fruits of al-birr or al-barr is birr, that you be a person of that same type of category.
You try to embody benevolence.
And hence, when we go back to the verse of the ayat of al-birr, Allah says that you believe in Allah. Righteousness is not that you just face the east or you face the west or, you know, just the rituals of, but the righteousness or birr, benevolence, all of this is that you...
begins with the belief.
You believe, and then وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى, that you give wealth even though you love it, even though you have a need for it, that you distribute that goodness to other people, the poor and the orphans and the imprisoned and all of these people. What I find interesting
is the fact that the first thing on that list is that your family and your extended family. ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى. Like you really spend on your family, because sometimes people may be good and benevolent and generous to their community, but you know, they might be miserly within their family.
Not just that, that's true. And some people, unfortunately, that is, there are some people who are the stingiest to their family members. And I don't mean stingy just with regards to finances, but they're stingy even with regards to the generosity that comes with a smile, the generousness of kind words. Some people are very, very stingy with it comes to just compliments that they give to their family members. That's all that they're asking for. And the second thing is for you to give to your ذوي القربة, to give to your relatives.
Yeah,
it's easy for you to give at a fundraiser at a masjid because that information is brought to you. However, for you to give to your family members, you have to be you have to be connected.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part.
You have to have a relationship.
You have to have a relationship. You have to know what's going on. And for a lot of us, that's really where the challenge is. We don't want to talk to our extended family, especially if it's extended family overseas. It's too much of a hassle. Your parents give you the phone and put a gun to your head and say, say hello to your cousin or your grandfather or something.
For Desi, like, ha, gee, ha, yeah, ha, ha.
Exactly. Hey, that's all you're saying. I have no idea what they're saying. But to create relationships with those people, the qurba wa al-yatama, and... the last thing to say with regards to birr is, of course, the name birr comes with parents many times. Birrul walidain, that you be kind and you show excellence to your parents.
Benevolence towards parents.
If you're going to be generous towards anybody, be generous towards your parents. If you're going to be in the service of anybody, be in the service of your parents.
Is that a dua? رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا?
Yeah, that's in the Quran.
Okay.
Allah commands you to say that and say, my Lord, have mercy on them as they raised me while they were young, to such a level that the Prophet ﷺ in Sahih Muslim, he listened to this. He says, "Inna abarra al-birri silatul waladi ahla wudd abi." He says, from the highest level of birr is that a person shows kindness to the people that his father used to love.
Okay, so continuing the relationships of the parents in their absence.
Yes. Your mom's friends.
Yes.
Your dad's friends.
People but in order to do that, you also have to be connected to them.
Of course, you have to know them. Mm. Number one, who are your dad's friends? Who are your mom's friends? Who are the people that they love? That you recognize that. And then that you show and to continue those relationships, even in the absence of your parents.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Abdullah ibn Umar, one time a man was coming, a Bedouin man, and Abdullah ibn Umar was so happy to see him. He gave him his camel and he gave him the turban that he was wearing and he put it on. So this guy is leaving now from Abdullah ibn Umar with a camel and a turban. And I said to him, who is this guy? And he said, this is a man that Umar used to love, his father.
But you so he must have been an older guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not necessarily that he was an older guy. I mean, Umar used to keep Abdullah ibn Abbas in his company. And he was 30 years younger.
Okay.
But nonetheless, this was a person who he had a friendship with.
Okay.
And someone that Umar used to love. The Prophet ﷺ, the friends of Khadija, he would, we're not talking about parents here, but we're talking about the birr that the Prophet ﷺ had for Khadija.
Yeah.
And that wafat, that loyalty, and that love, that benevolence. When he would sometimes slaughter an animal, he would distribute the meat and he would command for it to be distributed amongst the friends of Khadija. Years after Khadija had passed away.
Yeah.
But showing that type of kindness and making it so that people, they're obviously going to miss the presence of that person, whether it's a mother or a father, they're always going to be in, they're missing that presence. But sometimes you can make it so that it seems like their absence is not so absent because of your presence. And that's al-birr and al-barr. صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سلم كثيرا.